الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، in our previous class we were discussing the question the author he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى: ما معنى شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله؟ What is the meaning of the testimony that لا إله إلا الله؟ What is the meaning of the testimony لا إله إلا الله؟ We want some of the noble brothers to respond to this. What is the meaning of La ilaha illallah? Who can answer? Muhammad. La ma'buda bi haqqin illallah. Does everyone agree with him? Is there another translation? Is there another meaning? How do you translate it in English? What is the meaning in English? What is the meaning in English? Yes. Answer. There's no God worthy of worship except for Allah. There's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. There's no deity worthy of worship except for Allah. Exactly. Barakallahu fikum. So therefore, the issue of the shahada and the meaning of the shahada is revolving around one major concept. What is that? Al-ibadah. The issue is about ibadah. What does ibadah mean in English? It means worship. It means worship. So the issue of the shahada is about worship. It's about worship. So this shahada is about worship, and it stands on two pillars. What are they? And nephew, what is bad? Ahsant. What does that mean in English? Negation and affirmation. Like what kind of negation? What kind of affirmation? What type of negation? Nephew al-am. General encompassing negation. What type of affirmation? Ithbatun khas, a specific affirmation. Like what is being negated? Ibrahim, what is being negated?
The right of worship.
The right of worship is being negated. The right of worship is being negated. What is being affirmed?
Right of worship.
The right of worship. The right of worship. So the right of worship is being negated. A general negation, encompassing negation from
everything
besides Allah. From everything besides Allah. And it's being affirmed for Allah alone with no partners. For Allah alone, with no partners. So this is the meaning, and this is the reality of a tawheed. We have seen previously as well that a tawheed cannot be established except in this manner, with negation and affirmation. You need to understand that linguistically. We mentioned an example. Who remembers that? Linguistically, the meaning of a tawheed, how it's established. Zaydun fi dar. If you say Zayd is in the house, if you say Zayd is in the house, does that mean he's there alone? No, maybe somebody's there with him. If you say Zaydun laysa fi dar, Zayd is not in the house, does that mean that nobody is there at all? No, somebody else might be there. So in order to make tawheed and to single out Zayd being the only one present in the home, you must use a negation, an affirmation. And you say laysa fi dar illa Zayda. No one is in the house except for Zayd. No one is in the house except for Zayd. You understand this? This is tawheed, linguistically. And this is the proper understanding. You would say, for example, about passing the test. The students, they took a test and only one of them passed. So if you said, for example, Zayd passed, does it mean that others didn't pass as well? Or if you said, for example, that Zayd didn't pass, that doesn't mean that somebody else didn't pass, right? So in order to single out Zayd and to clarify that he alone is the one who passed, you say, no one passed the test except Zayd. Now we understand that Zayd is the only student who passed. This is Tawheed. This is Tawheed. So this is the meaning of the Shahada here in the same manner, but it's with regards to Ibadah. It's with regards to Ibadah, the right of worship. No one has the right to be worshipped except for Allah. No one has the right to be worshipped except for Allah. Meaning that anyone who's worshipped besides Allah, regardless of their level or rank, or regardless of the aspect or type of worship, all of that is falsehood. All of that is falsehood. And it's requirement to believe that the worship of anything besides Allah is falsehood. And the evidence for that is from the Quran. Yani. We want to specifically, you're right, but we want the specific answer for the specific question. ويؤمن بالله فقد استمسك بالعروة الوثقى. So the one who disbelieves and not in the ta'ud, those false deities that are worshipped besides Allah, that means to believe that they're worshipped in falsehood and not worthy of worship. لا إله لا إله لا معبود بحق إلا الله ويؤمن بالله. And he believes in Allah, meaning that he alone is worshipped in truth and he alone is worthy of worship. So the shahada must be established in this manner. A person, he must no doubt affirm the worship for Allah alone, but that's not sufficient. He must affirm the worship for Allah, but that's not sufficient. It's not sufficient to affirm the worship for Allah. Rather, you also have to negate it from everything besides Him. And to believe that the worship of everything besides Allah in any manner is falsehood. It's falsehood. This is la ilaha illallah. La ma'buda bihaqin illallah. Al-kufr bil-tabut. Al-bara'atu min ash-shirki wa ahlihi. This is the foundation of the religion. This is the meaning of the shahada. There's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. There's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. We mentioned in the previous class many ayats from the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, and we continue this discussion. And we're going to mention these affairs in detail, hoping that Allah will benefit, because this is from the most important affairs, to understand this and to have clarity with regards to this, the meaning of the shahada, the meaning of the shahada. So some of these questions, inshallah, we can move by them and answer, we can move by them and cover them briefly and mention details related to them, gathering them, several questions at a time. Other questions, they're of utmost importance. Other questions, they're of utmost importance, and we'll discuss them bi-idhnillahi ta'ala in detail. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala in detail, hoping for the benefit from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it has been collected by Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Ibn Umar, radiyallahu anhuma, that he said that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Buni al-Islamu al-Khams. The religion of al-Islam is based upon five. Shahadati an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Wa iqam al-salati wa ita'i zakat. To establish the salat and to perform the zakat. Wal hajji wa sawmi Ramadan. And to make the pilgrimage and to fast the month of Ramadan. There's another wording in Sahih Muslim. Whenever Ibn Umar, he said, radiallahu anhuma, that the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Buni al-Islamu ala khamsa, that the religion of al-Islam is based upon five. Ala an yuwahad Allah. Ala an yuwahad Allah. That the tawheed of Allah should be made. So this is clarifying here, this narration, the intent from the shahada. The shahada an la ilaha illallah, what does that mean? An yuwahad Allah. That Allah, that the tawheed of Allah should be made. That one should single out Allah alone for worship. And يوحد الله يعني فيما يختص به من ربوبيته واسمائه وصفاته وعبادته وحده لا شريك له. To single him out, subhanahu wa ta'ala, no doubt for his lordship and his actions, and no doubt for his beautiful names and lofty attributes of perfection, but the main goal and intent from that is to single him out with worship. To single him out in worship with love and devotion, servitude and hope and fear, trust and reliance and obedience, humble obedience. And يوحد الله. So this is the religion of Islam. It's based upon this. بني على الإسلام ولا خمسة. Ala an yuwahad Allah. So this is the meaning. Ala an yuwahad Allah. This is the meaning. Shahadati an la ilaha illallah. Understand this. These narrations, they clarify each other. Ibn al-Imam Ahmad, he said, rahimahullah, and others from the scholars of hadith, in al-haditha, idha lam tajma' turuqahu, lam tafham fiqhahu. That the narrations, a narration, if you do not gather its different chains and wordings, then you do not understand its application. You do not understand the fiqh and jurisprudence and the rulings derived from that narration. So by gathering these narrations with different wordings, here we see the intended meaning. We see the intended meaning. So from the meaning of the shahada, la ilaha illallah, and yuwahad Allah. And yuwahad Allah. يعني إقامة توحيد الله سبحانه وتعالى. إفراده بالعبادة. إفراده بالعبادة. And even in this wording here is another benefit. In Sahih Muslim, قال رجل, a man, he said after this, after he heard this narration, الحج وصيام رمضان. الحج وصيام رمضان قال رضي الله عنه لا صيام رمضان والحج هكذا سمعته من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. A man, whenever he heard this narration, he said, you mean الحج and صيام رمضان? He said, no, صيام رمضان والحج. This is how I heard it from the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Also in Sahih Muslim, another narration from Ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, بني الإسلام على خمس, على أن يعبد الله ويكفر بما دونه وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة والحج وحج البيت وصوم رمضان وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وحج البيت وصوم رمضان. So in this narration here in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Buni al-Islam wa ala khams." The religion of Islam is based upon five. "Ala an yu'bad Allahu wa yukfara bima dunah." That Allah should be worshipped and everything besides Him should be disbelieved in. So this is the meaning of an yuwahad Allah. And this is the meaning of the shahada an la ilaha illallah. An yu'bad Allah wa yukfara bima duna, that you believe in Allah, that you worship Allah alone, you sing Allah for worship, and you disbelieve in everything that's worshiped besides Him. And everything that's worshipped besides Him. And this is the meaning of the shahada. This is what we're discussing. So there must be al-kufru bil-tawud. This is from the meaning of the shahada, to disbelieve in everything that's worshipped besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does it mean to disbelieve in everything that's worshipped besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yes. To believe that it's falsehood. To believe that it's worshipped in falsehood. To disbelieve and all of the false deities, all the gods that are worshipped besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to disbelieve in a ta'ut, al-kufr bil-ta'ut, or in yukfara bima duna, to disbelieve in everything besides Him means to believe that those things that are worshipped besides Allah are not worthy of worship. And to believe that they're worshipped in falsehood. To believe that they're not worthy of worship. And to believe that they're worshipped in falsehood. And worshiping them as falsehood and in vain, it has no benefit. Whether it's the most severe crime and the gravest of all matters. You understand this? That's what it means to disbelieve. To disbelieve. So this is the meaning of the shahada. And you are about Allah when you kfara bima duna. When you kfara bima duna. You worship Allah alone and you disbelieve in everything besides Him. Any of the worship of everything besides Him. So this is clarifying the meaning of the shahada, the meaning of the shahada that we're discussing. So we have discussed a number of evidences establishing the meaning of the shahada from that these evidences here. And this is by understanding the pillars of the shahada, negation and affirmation. Negation and affirmation, in general encompassing negation and the specific affirmation. And the specific affirmation. So here in the wording that's well known, shahadati an la ilaha illallah. And the other wording, ala an yuwahid Allah. This one even more specific, clarifying those pillars. Ala an yu'bad Allah wa yukfara bima duna. Buniya al-Islam wa ala khams. The religion of Islam is based upon five. The first one here, ala an yu'bad Allah wa yukfara bima duna. That Allah is worshipped and that everything besides Him is disbelieved in. This is the meaning of the shahada. Who can clarify? This is the intended meaning from the shahada. Who can clarify? That's an evidence likewise for the same affair. But we want to derive the meaning of the shahada from this text. Buniya al-Islam wa al-Khams. The religion of Islam is based upon five. The five pillars, which are well known. But here, the first pillar mentioned, ala an yu'bad Allah wa yukfara bima duna. That Allah should be worshipped and that everything besides Him should be disbelieved in. We're saying right here, this means the shahada. Yes. Because here, the pillars of the shahada are established. The negation and affirmation. Where's the negation? An affirmation. In this particular text, the affirmation comes first, before the negation. Ala an yu'bad Allah. It's built upon the fact that Allah should be worshipped. That's affirmation. Wa yukfara bima duna. And you disbelieve in everything that's worshipped besides Him. This is negation, encompassing negation. So this is the meaning of the shahada. So, ala an yu'bad Allah, this is illallah. This is illallah. Wa yukfara bima duna, this is la ilaha. La ilaha. Do you understand? So, this is clear here, this meaning. And likewise, if you go back to the other wording, that's also the meaning of tawheed. Ala an yuwahhid Allah. Rather, it's stated clearly what is intended from all of that is the shahada and la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Buni al-Islam wa al-Kham, shahadati an la ilaha illallah, like we all know. But these other narrations clarify. What does it mean by the shahada? And yuwahhid Allah. What does it mean to make the tawheed of Allah? And yu'bad Allah. Wa yukfara bima duna. That you worship Allah alone and you disbelieve in everything that's worshipped besides Him. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَا انْفِصَامَ لَهَا وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. This is the understanding of the shahada. These evidences here establish this affair and emphasize it. Establish this affair and emphasize it. Rather, we can even go further. And in many texts, it's established and emphasized. And from the adhkar, in the morning and the evening, and likewise after the five daily prayers, a believer, he will say, La ilaha illallah وحده لا شريك له. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. So لا إله إلا الله, this is negation and affirmation. Where's the negation? لا إله إلا معبود بحق إلا الله. This is affirmation. And then that negation and affirmation is further emphasized whenever you say وحده لا شريك له, alone without partners. None has the right to be worshipped except Allah, alone without partners. So وحده لا شريك له تأكيد على النف على الإثبات والنفي. تأكيد على الإثبات والنفي. وحده تأكيد على الإثبات. ولا شريك له تأكيد على النفي. Whenever you say لا إله إلا الله وحده alone, this is emphasizing the affirmation. لا شريك له without any partners whatsoever. This is emphasizing the negation. This is emphasizing negation. So you can say لا إله إلا الله, لا معبود بحق إلا الله. None has the right to be worshipped but Allah. And if you want to further emphasize that, you say وحده لا شريك له, alone with no partners. Alone with no partners. لا إله إلا الله, none has the right to be worshipped. That's negation, general encompassing negation, except for Allah. Specific affirmation. Specific affirmation. وحده, emphasizing that specific affirmation alone. لا شريك له, without any partners whatsoever. Emphasizing the negation, the encompassing negation. لا شريك له. Absolutely no partner does he have whatsoever. Alone with no partners. Alone with no partners. Also in Sahih Muslim, it's come from the hadith of Tariq al-Ashja'i radiyallahu anhu, that he said that he heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, من قال لا إله إلا الله وكفر بما يعبد من دون الله حرم ماله ودمه وحسابه على الله. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever says لا إله إلا الله and he disbelieves in everything that's worshipped besides Allah, then his wealth and his blood become sacred and his reckoning is with Allah, meaning he enters into the fold of Islam. So from the conditions of entering into the fold of Islam is no doubt to take the shahada, but that shahada must be understood and believed in properly. من قال لا إله إلا الله وكفر بما يعبد من دون الله. The one who says لا إله إلا الله and he disbelieved in everything that's worshipped besides Allah, then this person حرم ماله ودمه وحسابه على الله. And one wording in Sahih Muslim, man wahhad Allah. Again, to emphasize the meaning of these affairs. And another wording, man wahhad Allah wa kafara bima yubadu min dunillah. So this is what the meaning of the la ilaha illallah is. Man wahhad Allah. And he made the tawheed of Allah. He qala la ilaha illallah. But we have discussed before, whenever we talk about qawl, and these affairs right here, the qawl of the lisan is not sufficient. Rather, it's a qawl. Ala lisan wa qawlun fil qalb. You say it with your tongue and mean it in your heart. So whoever says it with his tongue and means it in his heart and disbelieves in everything that's worshipped besides Allah, his wealth becomes sacred. And his blood becomes sacred. His reckoning with his Lord. And he's a Muslim. He has the rights of a Muslim. Now he's entered into the fold of Islam. You understand this? Man wahad Allah. This is tawheed. This is tawheed. This is the meaning of the shahada. This is ibadah. This is the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the foundation of the religion. This is the pillar of pillars. This is the blessing of blessing. This is the bounty of bounties. May Allah allow us to realize that and to cherish it and to love it and to strive to implement it in our lives and to abide by it and to live upon it and to die upon it and to live upon it and to die upon it. So likewise as well, to emphasize these affairs in the hadith of Ibn Abbas, whenever he narrated radiallahu anhuma, the story of Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him to Al-Yemen, قال له صلى الله عليه وسلم إنك تقدم على قوم أهل كتاب فليكن أول ما تدعوهم إليه عبادة الله. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told him that indeed you're coming to a people from the people of the book. Let the first thing you call them to عبادة الله. فإن عرفوا الله فأخبرهم أن الله قد فرض عليهم خمس صلوات في يوم في يومهم وليلتهم. If they know Allah, meaning if they believe in the ibadah of Allah, they believe that Allah is the worthy of worship alone, then inform them now that Allah has made obligatory upon them five prayers in one day and one night. فإذا فعلوا فأخبرهم أن الله فرض عليهم زكاة من أموالهم وترد على فقرائهم. If they perform those prayers, then inform them that Allah made incumbent obligatory upon them a charity from their wealth that's given to their poor. فَإِذَا أَطَأُوا بِهَا فَأَخُذْ مِنْهُمْ وَتَوَقَّ كَرَائِمَ أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ. And if they give it, then you accept from them yani the their moderate wealth, and you watch out from taking their most precious wealth. And this is from that well-known narration. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent Mu'adh as a caller to the people of Yemen, radiallahu anhu, and ordered him that the first thing he should call them to in this order, in this manner like this, is ibadatullah. Ibadatullah. This is in this narration here. After they affirm the ibadah of Allah, then you tell them about salah. And after they establish the salah, then you inform them about the obligation of the zakat. And you be just in dealing with him, and you watch out from oppressing them. And another wording, likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, فَلْيَكُنْ أَوَّلَ مَا تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَيْهِ That the first thing you call them to, أُدْعُوهُمْ إِلَى الشَّهَادَةِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ You call them to the shahada, أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ and that I am the messenger of Allah. So this is clarifying what does it mean, ibadatullah. What does it mean, ibadatullah? Shahadatu أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. There's no ibadah of Allah except in that manner. بِتَوْحِيدِ الْمَعْبُودِ وَمُتَابَعَةِ الرَّسُولِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. By singling out Allah alone for worship and by following the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In another wording, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَإِذَا جِئْتَهُمْ فَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَنْ يَشْهَدُوا أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ If you come to them, then you call them to bear witness. You call them to testify. La ilaha illallah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. And another wording of Sahih Bukhari, فَلْيَكُنْ أَوَّلَ مَا تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَنْ يُوَحِدُوا اللَّهَ تَعَالَى That the first thing you call them to, إِلَىٰ أَنْ يُوَحِدُوا اللَّهَ تَعَالَى That they make the tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal. So the tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal is established by making the shahada. And the shahada is the ibadah of Allah. So ibadah is in this manner with tawheed. And these evidences here, this narration here in Sahih Bukhari, and likewise the wording, the other evidence as well in Sahih Muslim, clarifying that these terms are used. عَلَىٰ أَنْ يُوَحَدَ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يُوَحَدَ اللَّهِ تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَنْ يُوَحِدُوا اللَّهِ And even the word of tawheed is being used here. The word of tawheed is being used. This is the verb. From that word at tawheed. So these words are used by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Bukhari and Muslim. Some people they claim, yani the Wahhabiyya, they made up this word tawheed, or Shaykh al-Islam, Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, or Ibn Taymiyyah, and the likes like this, they made up the word tawheed. This is not a terminology that's found yani in the text, but here these evidences should clearly clarify that they don't know what they're talking about, and they're either ignorant of what they're saying, or they're lying on the legislation, wa liyadh billah. So these terms are well known, and it's very clear. It's very clear. Also, there are other very famous narrations. The narration of Mu'adh, radiallahu anhu, which is also mutafiqun alayhi, clarifying and emphasizing this meaning. Whenever he asked him, "Matadri ma haqqallahi ala ibad, wa haqqul ibadi ala Allah?" Do you know the right? Ya Mu'adh, do you know the right of Allah upon the slaves and the right of the slaves upon Allah? And he responded, "Allahu wa rasuluhu, Allah and his messenger, no better." Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna haqqallahi ala ibad." إِنَّ حَقَ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْعِبَادِ أَنْ يَعْبُدُوهُ وَلَا يُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا That indeed the right of Allah upon the slaves is that they worship Him alone and do not associate any partners with Him whatsoever. Now we understand, who can interpret this narration? What does it mean here? The right of Allah upon the slaves and يَعْبُدُوهُ وَلَا يُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا That they should worship Him and not associate any partners with Him whatsoever. Here's the affirmation and negation, right? And ya'buduhu, this is affirmation. Wala yushriku bihi shay'a, this is negation. So therefore we can say that the right of Allah upon the slaves is at-tawheed. Or we can say the right of Allah upon the slaves is ibadah. Or we can say the right of Allah upon the slaves is the shahada and la ilaha illallah. The proper understanding and application of that testimony. You understand? This is also what is pleasing to Allah. Other narrations as well, we all know them. In Allah yarḍa lakum thalath. And yet Allah is pleased with you three. And from that, and ta'buduhu wa la tushriku bihi shay'an. That you worship Him and you do not associate any partners with Him whatsoever. And that you do not associate any partners with Him whatsoever. This is the religion that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam dina. Wa raditu lakum al-islam dina. We're talking about Islam. What is the al-Islam based upon? The shahada la ilaha illallah. What is the shahada? Shahada lillahi bil tawheed. Ifradallahi bil ibadah. To sing with Allah alone for worship. To worship none but Allah alone subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal kufru bil taghut. And to disbelieve in all of the false deities and false gods that are worshipped besides Allah. You understand this? So it's not sufficient just to worship Allah alone. It's not sufficient just to worship Allah. Rather, you have to free yourself from the taghut. And you have to believe that all of those false gods are worshipped in falsehood and not worthy of worship. You have to believe that all of the false gods that are worshipped besides Allah Azza wa Jal, this misguidance, this deviation, it's a foul and lowly way. It's not good, nor is it accepted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Worshipping anyone besides Allah in any manner whatsoever is falsehood. It's falsehood. We must disbelieve in that. Well, meaning we must believe that it's falsehood. Meaning we must believe that it is falsehood. That it is falsehood. This is clear for everyone. So to emphasize this point before I move on, because after this, the author is going to discuss the conditions. He's going to discuss the conditions of this great statement. The conditions of La ilaha illallah, the conditions, rights, and the requirements you need to establish before it will be heavy on a person's scale. So we review some of the issues that we have taken. Number one, to affirm the ibadah for Allah is not sufficient. To affirm the ibadah for Allah is not sufficient. Right? Or to affirm the uluhiyah for Allah is not sufficient. It's not sufficient. What do you have to add to that? You have the negation. You can't affirm. Affirming the uluhiyah for Allah alone is not sufficient. Affirming the ibadah for Allah is not sufficient. Along with that, you must negate the right of worship from everything besides Allah. This is the meaning and requirement of the shahada and la ilaha illallah. You understand? That's why we will not say there's no God but Allah. Right? Huh? This is not right. We talked about that before. And this is why we will not say, for example, there's no true God but Allah. Is that the meaning of the shahada? There's no true God except Allah. Huh? Why? Because here, what are you affirming? You're affirming that Allah is the true God. But that doesn't mean there couldn't be intercessors with Him or others worship besides Him. He's the true God, but maybe others are worshipped along with Him. Like the mushrikun, they used to have seven gods, one in the heaven and six on the earth. And whenever they're scared or they need something really bad, they leave the ones on the earth and they call the one in the heaven because he's the true God. Right? Whenever they're riding in the boat and the waves get tremendous and things get scary, they call on the true God. They know who the true God is, the one above the heavens, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to say there's no true God but Allah, this is not the meaning of the shahada. This is not correct. This is deficient. This is only affirming the uluhiyah for Allah. But the meaning of the shahada is not affirming the uluhiyah of Allah alone. What is it? To negate the right of worship from everything besides Allah, to affirm it for Allah alone. This is the shahada. What did the author say? Somebody else can read the meaning. Had the jawab. Ma ma'na shahadati la ilaha illallah. What is the meaning of the shahada la ilaha illallah? Who can read Arabic? Ahmed. Iqra. Ma'naha. Nephew istihqaq, huh? Sah? Nephew istihqaq al ibadah. And kulli ma siwa Allah ta'ala. That's the first part, right? What does that mean? Negating the right of worship from everything besides Allah. Wa ithbatuha lillahi azza wa jalla wahdahu la sharika lah. And to affirm that right for Allah alone with no partners. Do you understand that? So this is the meaning of the shahada. So if somebody says there's no God except for Allah, is that meaning established? If somebody there's no true God but Allah, is that meaning established? No, it's not established. And that's not sufficient. This is not the requirement to enter into the fold of Islam. And you wahad Allah, and you abad Allah, wa yukfar bima dunah. And yukfar bima, faman yakfur bittagud, wa yu'min billah. So the shahada is based upon these two pillars. Both of them must be there. You can't simply affirm the uluhiyah for Allah and not negate the right of worship from everything besides Him. You understand? There must be negation and affirmation. This is tawheed. There's no tawheed except for in this manner. We discussed this linguistically, right? We discussed this linguistically. Now we see it legislatively. So the meaning is not there's no God but Allah. There's no creator but Allah. There's no provider but Allah or sustainer but Allah. That there's no one able to create or bring into existence but Allah. That's not the meaning of the shahada. There's no true God but Allah. That's not the meaning of the shahada. The meaning of the shahada is there's no God worthy of worship but Allah. Or there's no true God worthy of worship but Allah. There's nothing worthy of worship but Allah. You must interpret it in this manner. Establishing negation and the affirmation. The negation and the affirmation. And this lies here, this correct understanding lies in the correct interpretation of the word ilah. This is our next point. It lies in the correct interpretation of the word al-ilah. So those who misinterpret the word ilah, they misinterpret the shahada. You understand? So the word ilah, if you say, for example, there's no God but Allah, that's not the meaning of the word ilah. What does God mean in English?
God.
Yeah. Something that is worship. Something that is deemed to be a deity. Something that has the attributes that require it or deserve for it to be surrendered and submitted to be loved ultimately, to be obeyed. Yeah, God. Somebody takes it as his God. And like an idol. And he loves him so much, he will do anything for him. He loves him so much, he'll do anything for him. It's his idol. That's his God. That's his God. So a God is something that's worshipped. Something that's worshipped. So the word ilah, it must be interpreted to mean the proper meaning. And the word ilah, it means ma'bud. The word ilah, it means ma'bud. And we mentioned that in our previous class in detail, how that understanding is established. The word ilah, it means ma'bud. So this is something that's established in the Arabic language. You will find it in the early dictionaries from the early scholars clarifying this fundamental meaning of this word ilah and how that is established in the Arabic language based on knowing the Arabic language and the skills and the morphology and the likes like this. So the word ilah, it means ma'bud. So therefore, if you interpret it to mean something else, then the interpretation will be wrong. And if the interpretation of the shahada is wrong, then the application of the religion is incorrect and deficient to say the least. Very deficient to say the least. You understand? So this is of utmost importance. The meaning of al-ilah is al-ma'bud. فَاللَّهُ الْإِلَهُ الْحَقُّ هُوَ الْمَعْبُودُ الْحَقُّ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. He's the one who's worshipped in truth. Also, as well, from the points that we must understand, number three, is this statement here. La ilaha illallah. The la here is la and nafi al-jins. Al-amila amara inna. This letter here, this word here, it does the same thing inna does. And for those who understand that, it has an ism and it has a khabar. It has an ism that's mansub and it has a khabar that's marfu. So the word, this la here is used often the khabar is implied and not mentioned directly because it's understood. This is a common usage with this particular part of speech. So here the khabar is implied. And if we do not recognize the proper application, the proper understanding, and make the right word, understand the right word, then also we will deviate. So some of them, they say, La ilaha mawjood illallah. That's wrong, right? There's no God in existence except for Allah. Yani la ma'buda mawjood illallah. There's nothing worshipped in existence except for Allah. Is that true? Whether there's many things that's worshipped in existence besides Allah, but they're all false and not worthy worship, right? Tawagit kithira, ru'usuhum khamsa. All right, the tawagit are many. The head of them are five. So there are many things. But so therefore, that's not the proper understanding. That's not the proper implied meaning. La ma'buda, aw la ilaha mawjoodun. That's not the proper understanding. Rather, the proper understanding is one word. What is it? La ilaha, la ma'buda, bihaq, or haq. You can say haqun or bihaqin. Both of them are correct. La ma'buda bihaq illallah. You understand? This is the term that is implied here. And this term and this implied meaning is derived from the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, ذَٰلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْحَقِّ وَأَنَّمَا يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ الْبَاطِلِ. That is because Allah, He is al-haq, and those whom they call on and worship besides Him is falsehood. So therefore, لَا إِلَهَ لَا مَعْبُودَ بِحَقِّ. This understanding here must be established. Must be established. It's not left. There's no God in existence except for Allah. No, there's many gods. There's nothing worshipped in existence. No, there's many things worshipped. That's not right. The proper understanding is la ma'buda bihaqin illallah. La ma'buda bihaqin illallah. This interpretation here that we're discussing with these pillars here, negation and affirmation, they're established in so many evidences in the book and the sunnah. A number of verses we took on our previous class, all of them clarifying this meaning. All of these verses clarifying what is intended from the shahada, the negation of the right of worship from everything besides Allah, and affirming that right for Allah alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've seen all those verses. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّهُ. Right? وَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا. All of these verses. وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ يَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدِ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ. All of these verses and many more. We discussed a lot of them, alhamdulillah. They clarify this meaning. They clarify this meaning. This evening, by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla, went further to emphasize a number of narrations in Bukhari and Muslim. I don't think we mentioned a narration outside of Bukhari and Muslim tonight, right? I don't think we mentioned a narration outside of Bukhari and Muslim tonight. From the most authentic narrations reported from our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, rather than one of the most famous, rather from the most famous narrations, the Haditha Ibn Umar, Buni al-Islam, al-Khams. From the most famous narrations, in Allah yalda lakum tharatha. From the most famous narrations, sending Mu'adh to Yemen, and they're all establishing this meaning. They're all establishing this meaning, the meaning of Tawheed, Tawheed al-Khadis, affirming the right of worship for Allah alone, and negating it from everything besides Him. Affirming the right of worship for Allah alone and negating it from everything besides Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now we see, inshallah, it's clear. It's clear for all of us, the meaning of the shahada and la ilaha illallah. The meaning of the shahada and la ilaha illallah, that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. And this requires for us to worship Allah alone with no partners. And the reality of worship is love and submission, humbleness and obedience, following the commandments and implementing them for the sake of Allah, and avoiding the prohibitions and staying away from them out of fear of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, taking the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the absolute role model, following the way of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and the scholars of hadith after them from the tabi'een and the atba' tabi'een and those on their way until the day of judgment. Understand, this is Islam. This is the religion that's pleasing. This is the means for achieving the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what's amazing now is whenever we look at the ummah, we see the great calamity that has befallen. So many people who ascribe to al-Islam and they repeat over and over the shahada an la ilaha illallah, they are completely lost from this meaning. They're lost from this meaning. They have no clue about this meaning. Rather, many of them, their actions are in contradiction to this meaning. Rather, they perform statements and deeds that invalidate the shahada from its very foundation. Yet they pray, they give charity, and they fast, and they make hajj, and they repeat over and over, la ilaha illallah. They make adhkar, and they recite this, and they do other good deeds. Yet, along with that, they devote actions of worship that are the right of Allah Azza wa Jal alone to other than Allah, to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even one of them in salah, he will say in his prayer, or say ameen to the imam who said in his prayer, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'een. You alone, O Allah, do we worship, and you alone do we seek aid and help. And then whenever he's in sujood, he's calling on Jailani, was calling on Bedawi, was calling on Hassan or Hussein or Ali or Fatima radiallahu anhum. He's calling on others besides Allah. In just a moment, he's saying, Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Or even in the tashahud, he's making the tashahud, la ilaha shadu wa la ilaha illallah. And then he's making dua, calling on others besides Allah. Calling on others besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why is that? How did this happen? He does not understand the shahada. He's saying words he does not know what they mean. If he knows anything about it, he thinks that they mean something. He thinks that it indicates something that's not right. What does the majority of them think it indicates? Ar-rububiyyah. They suffice with tawheed ar-rububiyyah. They claim that the shahada indicates tawheed ar-rububiyyah. So therefore, if you affirm the rububiyyah, then you have established the shahada. You understand? Even if you call on others besides Allah, even if you slaughter for others besides Allah, even if you take oaths in the name of others besides Allah, it will not harm you. Why? Because you do not believe that they're the creator or the provider or the sustainer. He said, La ilaha illallah, la khaliqa illallah, la raziqa illallah. So this foul understanding and interpretation of the shahada had led them to commit shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather to believe that it's lawful in a good way. You understand that? From this misinterpretation of the shahada, from this misunderstanding of the shahada, from this ignorance of the foundation of the religion, and the basis of the deen. And many times when you speak to one of them and you clarify these verses for him, he will say to you, "Nobody ever told me that. Nobody ever told me that." He never heard that before. They're not teaching him that in his lands. If you go to his land where he's from, they say, "Oh no, they're not teaching us. This is not, they never told us this part." And he said, "This is an indication likewise of what? The severity of this affair. And the great importance for us to learn ourselves, first and foremost, in order for us to establish our religion and protect our soul and ourselves, and to seek the pleasure of Allah for our own Savior and our family likewise, and then to stand up and call and spread this knowledge. To call the people, to clarify to the people, and to spread this knowledge, to spread the knowledge of the Tawheed, to teach the people of the Tawheed, to teach the people the meaning of the Shahada, to clarify the proper understanding of the statement. You understand that? To make effort to do this, to spread whatever one can do. If he can call himself, he will call. If not, he will lead the people to go to those who call. And the lights like this, and he will give precedence to the statement and teaching the people the statement and going over time after time in the khutbah, likewise in the class, in the lesson, sending lessons, sending lectures or sending links or sending advices, so on and so forth, from scholars, from students of knowledge, translating into the language that the people understand, so on and so forth, clarifying the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the proper meaning of the shahada. This is a great effort. This is great effort, and it's needed. It's needed. It's needed in these days specifically because the people of falsehood, they're busy spreading their falsehood. They're busy spreading their falsehood and misinterpretation of the statement, La ilaha illallah wa liyadu billah, and calling on graves besides Allah. And calling on graves besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of their misinterpretation of the shahada. And others, they and some of them, what do? They find fault. Or they think that we want to make takfir of the people. No, we want to guide the people. We want to direct the people. We want the people to accept Islam wholeheartedly. Enter into Islam in entirety. The basis of that is shahada la ilaha illallah. And you wahad Allah wa yukfar bima duna. When yukfar bima duna. So we're not trying to kick them out of Islam, we want to bring them back to Islam. We're not trying to kick them out of Islam, we want to bring them back to Islam. We want to clarify for them that what they're upon, their what they understand is wrong. The understanding is wrong. Calling on graves is wrong. Calling on the dead is wrong. Making tawaf around the grave is wrong. Calling on a man is ignorance. It's ignorance. It's a foul and lowly way. It's a foul and lowly way. So we're not belittling them to laugh at them or to joke with them or to mock them or to declare them disbelievers unrightfully. No, we want them to enter to the fold of Islam. We want them to enter to the fold of Islam. If we had authority, we would have shackled them and chained them and dragged them into the Jannah. It's been reported from the narration of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in Allah yafq ad aqwam that Allah laughs at the people. Yadkhuluna al-jannata fi salasil. That they went to paradise in chains. They went to paradise in chains. And meaning that the true believers will come to their lands and they will fight the authority of those lands and overcome those lands and take people captives. And then after that, call them to the deen and call them to Islam and clarify for them the proper religion. They will accept the religion wholeheartedly and they'll come in shackles. They're to the jail in shackles as men. And many of the greatest scholars about Islam, at one time they were chains. At one time they were slaves. And their lands, they were conquered by the Muslim army. And then whenever the da'wah was able to reach them, not only did they, and once they conquered the lands and opened the lands for the da'wah to reach them, it opened their hearts. And they accepted Islam wholeheartedly, and they come from the best of the Muslims. Hassan al-Basri, Muhammad ibn Sirin, all of them, the likes of them, Al-Ta ibn Abi Rabah, you name them, Abu al-Arya, they're slaves. They're slaves, free slaves. And at one time they were slaves. They were slaves, but because of that Islam, they became the best of the people, from the best of the people. That's after those lands were conquered and the truth was able to reach them and the people of falsehood, their authority was squashed and moved out of the way and the truth came to their heart. By the grace of Allah, they accepted it and became from the best of mankind. So this is what we intend from them. This is what we refute falsehood. We clarify innovation. We clarify shirk, misguidance and deviation and innovation, not to laugh or mock at the people. Or not to put them down, or not to declare them disbelievers unrightfully. No, we want them to enter into Islam. We want them to enter into Islam. We want them to worship Allah alone. We want them to worship Allah alone. If they do that, they will have good. We want good for them. We want good for them. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. So then we want good for them. So that's why the people of knowledge. The people of knowledge, the scholars and the students of knowledge, they put their life on the line, standing and calling, and sometimes they're even murdered, or they're assassinated for calling to Tawheed, or they're defamed, or they're belittled, they're like this, but it doesn't harm them. They want good for the people, and the people harm them. They want good for the people, and the people defame them. They want good for the people, and the people talk bad about them, and they spread their faults. the few faults they have. They can't do anything except find those affairs. But the people of knowledge are steadfast and they're firm and they call to Allah for the sake of Allah and they bear that. وَصَبْرُ عَلَى الْأَذَى فِيهِ. This is a qaida for them. So the point is, barakallahu fikum, that the people of knowledge, the qaris to tawheed, the qaris to the sunnah, they want good for the people. They want good for the people and all of us. We should want good for the people and have a share somehow, one way or another, calling to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And calling to Allah either directly or indirectly. You have support of this affair. You support this affair one way or another. One way, if it's not even just making dua for the callers, may Allah guide them, may Allah protect them, may Allah aid them, may Allah grant them a long life upon obedience, may Allah facilitate for them to clarify the truth in a good manner, may Allah make them sincere, may Allah make them truthful. This is the least that we can do for the callers to tawheed and to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was the sixth point that we are closing this discussion with, inshallah. The seventh point is now, after this discussion, we must realize, barakallahu fikum wa jazakum Allahu khayra, that our function in life, our purpose in life, what we must do and focus on in this life and be diligent with regards to, is revolving around the shahada. Our life is revolving around the shahada. The shahada is the head of the affair. It's collected by Tirmidhi from the hadith of Mu'adh radiallahu anhu. In a long narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Rasul Amri al-Islam. Also, Amri al-Islam, the head of the affairs al-Islam. You understand that narration a little bit better now, right? What does that mean? Also, Amri al-Islam, ay shahada an la ilaha illallah, ay ibadah, ibadatullahi wahda, wal kufru bil taghut, wa ma yubadu min duni, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The head of the affairs al-Islam, to worship Allah alone, to bear witness and testify that nothing has the right to be worshipped but Allah, to disbelieve in all of the false deities and gods that are worshipped besides Allah, to believe that they're falsehood and not worthy of worship whatsoever, and that Allah alone, He's worthy of worship. This is the head of the affair. This is the head of the affair. So the shahada, it must be cherished. The shahada, it must be cherished. Because it can be heavy. It can be heavy. Heavier than the heavens and the earth. Or it can be light. Or it can be light. It's heavy in the scale of many. And it's established in the scale of many. And others, it's light. And it's falling over. Even it can become uprooted. So a believer, he has to take advantage of his time in this life and realize this affair and prioritize the most important thing in life is that Islam, shahada and la ilaha illallah. Another point, in addition to this, slide it in, shaybah shayuthkar, that when the shahada and la ilaha illallah is mentioned, what is intended from that? Whenever it's mentioned, like shahada and la ilaha illallah is mentioned, included in that understanding is one of them is not sufficient without the other. So right now we're talking about the shahada la ilaha illallah specifically. But that's not proper and correct except with Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the shahadatan. And they're established together. This is an important point. So our function in life, our purpose in life, our aim in life, our goal in life, our focus in life is to establish the shahada. And that means that we must strive to seek knowledge and learn and understand the proper meaning of that shahada and the rights of that shahada, and what that shahada requires and necessitates. Number one, knowledge. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ لَاللَّهِ مَنْ مَاتَ وَيَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ لَاللَّهِ الْجَنَّةِ. After that, we must strive to implement that knowledge in public and private, wherever we may be. We learn, we strive to learn, we seek knowledge to learn the meaning of the shahada, the proper understanding of the shahada, the requirements and conditions, and that which this statement requires and necessitates from us. We learn it, and then we strive to implement that knowledge wherever we may be. Wherever we may be. And also, number three, we must all as well avoid and stay away from anything that would uproot or invalidate the shahada or bring weakness or deficiency to it. So that means we must learn about falsehood likewise. We must learn about shirk in detail, major and minor, kufr major and minor, ghul major and minor, nifaq major and minor, sins major and minor. We must learn about these affairs so we can avoid them to keep our shahada good. So we can avoid them to keep our shahada good. And then we must strive upon that way until we die. Until we die by the grace of Allah upon the shahada. Upon the shahada. وَمَا كَانَ آخِرُ كَلَامِهِ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ دَخْلَ الْجَنَّةِ. So this is the effort in our life. We have to realize this affair and not be heedless, not be forgetful, not be negligent, not be sidetracked. Focus. Focus. That doesn't mean you can't have a good time in this life. That doesn't mean you can't ever smile and laugh. Doesn't mean you can't joke or have money. Nah, it doesn't mean that whatsoever. But it means for you to prioritize. And if it means for you to realize the value of this statement And what is the jeopardy? Your life and your soul and the Jannah, paradise and bliss of happiness that never ends, or a torment and grief and pain and agony that never ends. And it suffices to know that the people in the Jannah, they will see their Lord, and the people in the Hellfire, they will not see their Lord. What do you have to billah? You understand that? The people in the Jannah, they will see their Lord. May Allah make us from them. The people in the fire, they will not see their Lord. Rather, the Lord and the people in Jannah, their Lord will talk to them. In Jannah, their Lord will be pleased with them. And the Jannah, their Lord will never be angry with them again. In the fire, they will not see their Lord. Their Lord will not speak to them out of mercy or kindness. They will never leave with the other bit of that pain and that agony. So this is what is at stake. We must establish the shahada. We must cooperate together to establish the shahada. To establish it in our life, ourselves first and foremost, and then in our wives, and our children, and our loved ones, and the youth, and the elders, and spread it as far as we can. And spread it as far as we can, and be sincere with regards to that, and make our love and our allegiance based upon that, and make our enmity and our hatred based upon that, and we move and we stop based upon that, we go and we come based upon that. You understand this? This is what it requires. This is what it requires. After this, the author, he says, Rahimahullah, su'an, ma hiya shurutu shahadati an la ilaha illallah allati la tanfa'u qa'ilaha illa bi ijtima'iha fihi. Question, what are the conditions of the testimony la ilaha illallah without which it does not benefit the one who states it, except by gathering them, and except for by gathering all of them? So he will mention now that the conditions, they are seven. He mentioned them one after the other. Inshallah, we will continue here in our next class. Our next class, inshallah, is after Fajr. So after Fajr, we will review again. Another review, but this time, I need more participation. More participation. I want to make sure everybody understands it very clearly. And then we continue on our next class after Maghrib. From this portion here, where we're leaving off. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Barakallahu fikum wa jazakumullahu khairan. If there's any comments or corrections or questions, we can take them while we are waiting for the iqamah. We can take them while we're waiting for the iqamah. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.